So, we've been talking a lot about racism. And it almost seemed like it's like part of the... It seemed like it's part of daily life to actually be sitting here and talking about racism day in and day out, day in and day out, when we should be going in a completely different direction. But that's just not the case. And it hasn't been the case. So, before we get into what I want to talk about briefly, Dura, how you feeling?
Irritated. Give me 1 second. Did you knock?
Don't feel bad. Fongo's up here, too.
You stay out there. I'm better now. You don't come in here anyway. Watch. He's going to find his way. He's going to do it anyway.
He's on this way.
He's coming down here.
Mm-hmm. He sure is. You'll hear him in a second.
Yeah, he's going to come busting in here too.
Either that or Mama's room, one of the two.
Nope.
Your room.
The hurdle. I think he's gonna detect it here in a second. Because Lucius is sitting right outside the door, so I won't be surprised if he's trying to budge his way in here.
He might budge.
Other than that, I'm not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm good. You're good. Another day done. Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and talk about this real quick. I know this is old news. This is old news. It's been at least, it's been over a month. But the reason why I'm bringing this up now is because I think we just need a reminder of how racism is real. Not just amongst black people, but mainly amongst Jewish people, Asian Americans, Hispanics, Mexicans. There's so much hate. So this is just something to remind people of how real racism is. Now, we all know about Myers and Leonard using an anti-Semitic slur. Now, a lot of people will probably look at that, oh, he used a racial slur, whatever. That's how some people go look at it. Some people are like, well, he do need to be banned from the NBA for good. The thing is, about with these, here's my thing with people that likes to say stuff like this. He said that he's deeply sorry for using anti-Semitic slurs during a live stream yesterday, which was March 8th. While I didn't know what the word meant at the time, my ignorance about its history and how offensive it is to Jewish communities is absolutely not an excuse, and I was just wrong. I am now more aware of its meaning, and I'm committed to properly seeking out people who can help educate me about this type of hate and how we can fight it. Here's my thing about when people say something like that. I did not know what that word meant. Darryl, I sat downstairs in the living room, trying to figure out what this word meant. I had no idea what it was. It took me 30 minutes to try to figure out what this word was. Because every website I went to just kept censoring it. I didn't know what this word meant. What do it mean? Took me 30 minutes to finally figure out what it meant. What it means and what the word is. So when people say that I am deeply sorry for using anti-Semitic or systemic slurs, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you knew what you were saying. You knew this. So why is it that you're sorry now? You knew this. See, for somebody like me, I didn't know what that was. I had to look it up. I had to figure it out. Now that I know about it, I can't go out and say and use that slur and then say, oh, I didn't know the meaning of the word. You see what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. So the word is the word. One second. So here's what it is. It is. Oh, I thought I had it over here. Here we go. It is a Jewish religious slur. And the name of it is Kaiki. It is an illiterate Jew who enters the United States at Ellis Island, signed the names of the circle instead of a cross because they associated with the cross with Christianity. Now, I'm not Jewish, and there's a deeper meaning for the Jewish communities, just like with us with the word nigga. That is a deeper term for us. And I kind of feel like it when people learn these words, they shouldn't go and use an apology or hide behind the apology saying that, oh, I didn't know the meaning of this word. And you knew what the meaning of the word was from the beginning. You knew what the word meant, which is why you used it. So now you have to hide behind your apology and say now you are educated about it. You was already educated about it. Otherwise, you would have never used it. And I didn't know what it was. Did you know what it was?
Nope.
See? You didn't know what it was? I didn't know what it was?
You're not going to use words that you didn't know.
Exactly. I can't use a word I don't know. I could use a make-up word, but that's about it. But who gonna make up words? Who's gonna do that? What's your thoughts?
This was literally at this time was my last episode of Daryl's reaction when I did it, and this was of course it was Myers Leonard. And I reacted to, my pen broke. Lucius chewed it. That's why. Sorry. I actually gave my reaction to, at that time when he issued the statement and when the Heat suspended him or banned him or whatever. And this is what I had felt about it. And I gonna say it in straight, honest to God truth. He got caught up in the moment of gaming.
Yeah.
He definitely got caught up.
Yes, he did.
He got so caught up, failed to realize, or apparently was in the zone or forgot that he was live streaming and used that word. He has used that word. I bet you he used that word so many times. Mm-hmm. Off streaming.
Yep.
I know he has. For you to come out and say that. You said it. And now you done got caught with your pants down during a live stream. Now you want to actually go, like you said, use a hide behind your statement. To learn more about the Jewish community, and you already knew what that meant. Mm-hmm. And now, Julian Edelman actually offered up to say, hey, we can do that. We can make that work.
Ain't he a Jewish? Ain't he Jewish?
Yes, he's Jewish.
Yeah.
He's Jewish. And he actually offered up to do it, and boom, this is where we're at now.
See, now, and I'm glad you remind me of that because, yeah, you do get caught up in the moment. And when you and I are playing games, when we on live stream, because we Twitched once upon a time, which we want to get back into. But when we did Twitch, or when we were just online, period, we did get caught up in the moment. But the difference is that we didn't use racial slurs like that to upset our opponents. We did things differently to upset our opponents. We would do things that most people don't like, but we would do it to get them off their game.
Yeah.
So using a racial slur is one thing, but actually using strategy to tick somebody off is another. Because we'll get, oh, your mama sucked this and that, yada, 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 and it just would not stop. And we're just sitting here like, for real, bro, you can't be no more than 10 years old. What are you doing right now? And this is what we come about. Because we're now at a point where words don't matter to people. And we're now just, you know, just like, oh, we're just going to use whatever words we want to. But we're not precautious about how we use them. Especially on when we're playing the game and we're on stream and we're communicating to millions of people worldwide.
Yeah.
Worldwide. We could get on 2K right now and talk to somebody in Thailand or China. We could get on GTA and do the exact same thing. We are dealing with so many people. People are not looking to be friends. People are looking to belittle everybody nowadays. But being on a live stream and people that are wanting to make friends are actually making friends.
We even made some friends. We even got friends from, you know, from the PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
We actually literally got friends that we've actually made friends with that actually show respect and actually was able to game like any other. Mm-hmm. You know, they're here to game, we're here to game. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we shake up, give respect, and we moved on. Now, like I said, people out here are actually trying to belittle people these days. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a shame on how that changed so quickly.
Yeah, it did. It did. Sad.
It's a shame.
Anything else you want to add?
Nope.
All right, we'll be right back with the sports talk of our podcast. We'll be right back.
Just want to throw the congratulations out there to Yadier Molina, the one of the more loyal ones to the Cardinals organization.
Yeah.
Caught his 2,000th game earlier today in a shutout loss, and not to mentioning these two. So, both the Cardinals and the Cubs got shut out today.
What is going on right here?
Here's the difference between that. One run.
One run?
Yep, the Nationals beat the Cardinals. Nationals beat the Cardinals 6-0. The Brewers beat the Cubs 7-0.
Did the Cubs win the other night? Last night?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I know the Cardinals won last night to the Nationals. I think it was a pretty big margin. But I just don't know if the Brewers if the Cubs won last night.
Yeah, the Cardinals won last night 14-3.
Right. I know that.
And the Cubs also won 3-2.
Yeah.
To the Brewers.
Revenge.
Well, they won playing. Mm-hmm. Especially the Nationals. They weren't playing.
Yeah.
You can't say much for the Cubs and the Brewers because that was 4 runs or less. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
That was yeah.
And I think that was a good and here's the bad part. I think Steven Strasburg pitched last night for them to win 14-3. I'm pretty sure he did. Him.
He only pitched 4 innings.
I think he was already struggling from the beginning. I think they yanked him out early because he was struggling.
He gave up. He had 8 hits.
Mm-hmm.
8 runs. And only 3 strikeouts.
Yeah, he struggled. Because that's not his normal.
4 innings, yeah.
Yeah, that's not his normal pitching performance right there. It's just not.
No, it's not. He struggled.
Yeah, he struggled.
Yep. But he still got bailed out in different ways because right. At that point when he got pulled out, he might have. Didn't he get hurt?
He may have. Because I think they mentioned something about an injury as well.
Well, he was already on, he was having calf problems anyway, so.
That very well could
have been. That probably could have been a factor, but I don't know if he actually, he's coming off surgery anyway from last season, so that also played a big role in that. So he could have been hurt, I don't know. But yeah, that's revenge games. That was very absolutely interesting.
Yes.
And the Pacers are trying to bounce back from their loss last night also. Lost to the Clippers, 126-115. They play today to try to bounce back against the Rockets. That's going to be a 9 o'clock p.m. tip-off. That's going to be in Houston. But I'm not used to Houston being 14-40 right now.
Yeah, right.
I'm not used to that. Mm-hmm. But I can still see in little ways of Houston winning this game. The only thing that I would have to say, if the Pacers wins this one, Domantas Sabonis is going to have to play a full game. He's going to play a full game.
I was going to have
to say. Because he's having a hell of a season, believe
me. I mean, I would think that they would have to, that Miles Turner would have to play a full game as well, though, from the win.
I think Keith also hurt.
Right, yeah. But I think Miles Turner would make a big contribution to defense to help them win.
Yeah. Yeah, Miles, speaking of him, he's going to be game time decision anyway with an ankle injury. And also, Doug McDermott is also game time decision.
I didn't know he was injured.
Yes, ankle. DJ Augustine, he is out. Eric Gordon's out. All these people have been out since probably just the early season, so that's kind of nothing new here. I think maybe except Sterling Brown, but yeah, they're all out for Houston. Pacers is 25-28 this season so far, 9th in the Eastern Conference. Houston is 14-40. They're 14th in the Western Conference.
I think that's last place, ain't it?
Yep, dead last. Dead last.
I think it's 16th. It's dead last.
What's that?
I think 16th is dead last, not 14th.
No, you might be right.
I think it's 16th. 16 is 32. Yeah, 16th is dead last.
Yeah. So, if I had to guess who was in last, Golden State.
Golden State. But then I had to think about it because when you say that you're not used to Houston being 14-40, I'm not used to Phoenix being above 500. So I was going to say they were in last place.
Bro, you know what? You speak of them. I'm not used to Phoenix. I'm not used to Phoenix. I thought they had it on here. So you mean to tell me I can't? I'm just going to have to go to the NBA app. But I am. You're right. I'm not used to Phoenix being the top notch, either the top 3 in the NBA.
I'm not used to it. I think they're second.
Yeah, I'm not used to them being 39-15.
Yeah.
I'm not used to Utah. They're 41-14. Mm-hmm. The Lakers are struggling. And Golden State is not dead last. Minnesota is.
Crazy, ain't it?
Yep, they're 14-42.
Cool. Look like the Lakers are the fifth seed.
Look like it. Yeah.
Spurs is fighting for that A spot. Pacers is fighting for that A spot. Yeah, they're kind of far out from the Knicks.
And the season is coming to close to an end. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting on how these teams contain their spots.
They're not officially out yet.
No, they're not. But you got a tough New York Knicks team. Mm-hmm. They're tough.
Yes, they are.
They're tough.
Julius Randle just came out of nowhere.
Right, because I don't give a damn about their 28-27 record. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn about that. They're tough.
Yes, they are.
They don't have that eighth spot for a reason. Mm-hmm. They do not have that eighth spot for a reason. And it's going to be tough.
Because they usually don't want to get that last.
Yeah, you'll be looking at them at dead last. Mm-hmm. Because Charlotte and New York are by far the ones that are close to 500, being below 500 as one of the toughest teams that has a playoff spot.
Yeah.
They're the toughest. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm amazed by that.
Me too.
I'm amazed by how COVID has made a lot of changes too. Oh, yeah. So, you know, that's a big adjustment within itself. Mm-hmm. So, I'm surprised at the 76ers being the top spot. Brooklyn, I'm not too surprised because of the fact that they brung in some superstars, to say the least. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Atlanta, I'm impressed with.
Yeah. Atlanta's doing good.
Yeah, Atlanta's doing good, even though they lost Trae Young for a while. But I'm still impressed with what they're doing. Toronto, I'm not surprised that they dropped.
They dropped big.
They did. They did. They're 21-34 on the year.
I'm looking at it.
Yeah, that's tough.
They dropped.
So if you were to choose from the East or the West to get that final spot, who would you pick?
The Knicks would get the final spot in the East, and in the West, the Grizzlies are looking pretty solid so far.
No doubt.
So I don't know if the Spurs are damn close. But I would probably have to go with the Grizzlies. I'll probably say they'll lock up that final spot.
I'm with you. I think the Grizzlies could actually lock up that eighth spot. Mm-hmm. My thing with the East, I believe the Knicks could do it. Mm-hmm. They can lock up that eighth spot. But I have a thing that Charlotte might drop that seventh seed and be out of playoff contention at some point.
That's interesting. Forgot all about Charlotte being there.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that would move the Knicks up to the seventh spot.
Yep.
And then if they do get knocked out, then it'll move the Pacers up to the eighth seed there.
It just depends.
Yeah.
It just depends. But I still see the Knicks still locking up that A spot and Charlotte dropping out of playoff contention.
Let's just say that the Knicks are going to lock up a playoff spot. Just not sure what seed is going to be just yet.
Yeah, I don't think Charlotte's going to actually lock up a spot yet. They still got some development to do, which is by far pretty good.
They lost pretty good straight, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
But they're 7-2 against the division, so.
But Boston, they're getting a stroke back, but they're still struggling, too.
Yeah.
They're getting a stroke back. They're still struggling. Yes.
Don't be surprised if they drop.
Yeah. Definitely. Hell, they might be the one to lock up the seventh seed if they do, mm-hmm. if Charlotte drops. Yeah. Yeah. But that's all I have. If you don't have anything else.
I don't. So we're right back with the final thoughts.
Final thoughts, you got anything?
No, I don't.
Neither do I. So, if there's nothing else, we can wrap this bad boy up and get on out of here.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is the additional Double Take Sports Talk. Thank you for downloading to listen to our podcast. I am Daryl. Guys, right across from me.
Yep.
All right, catch up with another episode of Double Take Sports Talk. Until then,
ciao.
Ciao.